for calling XPO. This is Benita. How may I assist you today?
Hi, this is Kannan. So we are waiting for your technicians to deliver the appliances and waiting from till noon. It's noon to 8 and still no one has turned up.
Okay, may I have your phone number with air code first?
Yes, ma'am. 248-635-7651.
Okay, bear with me just a moment.
Sure.
It's searching, so bear with me. And what type of appliance is it, sir?
It's a washer, dryer, and dishwasher.
And your address?
2207 Caledonia Court, Naperville, Illinois.
Okay, you're scheduled from 3 to 5, but you still are on the route. So they will come, they will still be coming out.
So it's 7:10. Are they still going to come out?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
So, I mean, how is this communication works? No one communicated anything about, you know, they said 3 to 5. If they could not able to come at 5, isn't it they supposed to notify us? Because we are
they should
at,
have.
Like 12, no, we are sitting at. No one reached out to me, so that's the reason I'm concerned. In the system, it may show that, you know, they are on the road or coming, but it has been like 7 hours now. We are waiting. I took half a day off and waiting at the home without going anywhere, but I haven't got any confirmation at all. Is there any way, I mean, you can reach out to them and see when exactly they are going to come? Because we have just left 45 minutes left. I don't want to sit like this, and if they don't turn up, what does it mean? What is next, right?
Okay, I'll send them an email over to get them to give you a call.
That would be helpful, ma'am. And there is no way you can call them and ask them about it?
No, sir. I can send them an email over.
Okay, but okay. I can see your point of view, but then I don't know when they are going to see the email and respond to me. I mean, of course, you know, you can't do anything about it. I can understand. It's totally disappointing because think about someone waiting at home for 8 hours.
Okay, your time frame was from 3 to 5.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Original time has been given as 12 to 8, but still 3 to 5. Let me go by you. Isn't it they're supposed to turn by 5? It's 7:10 now.
But your time frame was from 3 to 5 today, not 12 to 8.
Okay. Actually, the original window was 12 noon to 8 p.m., ma'am. Original window. And then they have given another shorted window, which is 3 to 5. but they haven't turned up at 3 to 5, and no communication at all. After, I mean, regarding, are they going to come? Are they going to come after? I called before, earlier 3 hours before at 5 o'clock, when no one turned up. I got the same message. They are going to come.
Yes, sir. They're still on the schedule.
Okay. I don't know what does it mean, because 3 to 5 is the schedule. It's 7:15, and if they're still on schedule, I don't understand what does it mean.
Okay, you're still on schedule. They have not called and said that they're not going to make it today.
Sorry? So you mean to say still they might show up, right? That's what you're
that
saying.
That is correct.
Okay, I will wait. But my only question is, what if no one is coming until 8 p.m.? What I need to do then?
Okay,
no one is coming till 10 o'clock.
I'm sending an email over to get them to contact you.
Okay, that will be helpful, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
XPO. Bye.